You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
That's right. Bing is for doing, and we are doing another AfterBuzz show inside the AfterBuzz studios. We are binging about Basketball Wives Season 4, Episode number 11. And before we do any of that and talk about the craziness that is Tammy, Evelyn, a little bit of Royce tonight, let's do and bing it out and talk about who we are. My name is Ronnie Jr. Hello. I am hanging out with Nicole Seidman. Welcome back. We haven't seen you in a little while.
I know. You know, I like to come when I can. It's always a blast.
We missed you.
You're
like the Basketball Wives almanac. You've watched every episode, every season.
Yeah. And I love it. I really do. Like, I eat it up every time.
Yeah. back from Miami, which is like probably stories to be said. Spicy Maricela.
I'll never tell.
Did you see any Basketball Wives while you were there, though?
I did not.
Okay.
This was the most I followed you on Twitter. Like, I wanted to see a photo.
No.
I wanted to see what was going on in your life.
I don't really tweet when I go out of town.
I sent her text messages. She wasn't responding. It's just like,
no evidence.
You were on vacation.
The secret is her Instagram.
Instagram.
That's where you see all the spicy
photos.
You have
to follow me on Instagram. Yeah.
You got to see her in her bathing suit. I would love that.
No, I saw that photo.
I like to see that. I need to be on that workout plan.
All right. Well, you are Fitness Fallon. Fallon Mercedes is also hanging out. So let's talk about this episode, you guys. Real quick, can we say hello and thank you to all of our iTunes people? There's a lot of people, actually.
You.
It's iTunes people. They comment and rate us, so we appreciate that. Keep on doing all that. The YouTube people, they also say, we love what you guys are talking about, which is great. And then also the people in the chat room, too. So a lot of people like talking about basketball.
Showing us some love. Yes.
It is really crazy because there's people who didn't really watch Basketball Wives to begin with that are now...
My girl today, she hit me up. She was like, you guys remember when Princess came out?
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I never watched Basketball Wives before. She was like, now I'm addicted.
See, we told her we would convert her.
It is weird because I feel like you want to say like, okay, you've heard of Evelyn. Yeah. You've heard of Tammy. And you're like, I'm not going to get into that show. I mean, people like you watch since season one. Yeah. But there's the other half that are like, no, I'm not going to watch it.
Exactly.
But VH1 plays it quite a bit. Yeah. And there's going to be that one Saturday afternoon. And you're like, damn, I want to see what everyone's talking about.
That's what you did to me. I was anti-reality, and then he made me watch an episode of Basketball Wives, and now I'm addicted.
That's a sign of a good after show. If you can get fans by the after show to watch the show.
My roommate's the same way. Every time I go home afterwards, she was like, I missed the episode. What happened?
Yeah. Me quickly.
Right.
Yeah. No, and I feel like we do a great assessment of what's going on as far as the drama. And I did want to make a mention, the lovely Lauren Turner. She does, this is for the people who are like, man, I like Basketball Wives, but it's a little too dramatic. Well, Lauren does a report on our show. She'll call in and she does the Beyond the Drama report. So if you like the positive stuff, which is kind of few and far between on this show, Lauren will at least
she'll
point
find the
that
good
out.
In it.
I like the dirt.
Yeah, well, you like the dirt. Well, that's good because we open up the show with Evelyn and Tammy and Nia. Naya, Evelyn has no remorse for what she's done. I mean, I thought that was one of the more interesting. It wasn't as if she said, yeah, I was out of line. She's like, no, Jen deserved every bit of it. I mean,
I guess it's shameless. It is very shameless.
She's very shameless.
And once again, I have a love-hate relationship with Evelyn because I love her realness and her fire and her spice. But at the same time, you're right. She doesn't take any accountability for her role in the part of what's going on.
She doesn't feel bad.
She doesn't feel bad at all.
No.
And in addition to that, you don't lay your hands on friends. And so when it becomes violent, I think that that's when it just, it crossed the line. Mm-hmm. And she allowed that to happen.
She allows it to happen. She instigated all the time. Like, she gets so aggressively and, like, physically, like you said, she gets very violent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing when it's, like, someone you don't know about, but, like, a friend, even if you guys aren't cool right now, like,
right.
they have so much history. I don't get what... They she flips the switch like a
together.
Man would.
Yeah,
I
don't take
what they
said
last episode.
When did that happen, by the way? Like, that wasn't happening. Like, it was like Whitney Houston getting baptized, like, when she was a grown... You know, is that what happened?
I don't know what year that was.
They've only been friends for 10 years.
They said it was about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Or,
but it's still a pretty long time. I mean, in women days, that's, like, you know, that means a lot. Because women, it's really easy to fall out. But when you're loyal and you have a strong friendship, which I feel like they... have gone to a place where it's really, really rocky. But if somebody can just be the bigger person, it's not too late.
I agree with that.
Because they have yet to lay physical hands on one another.
Yeah,
I hope it doesn't come to that.
But it might.
I don't want to see it.
With Evelyn, it just might.
Wait, come to
Evelyn got money to lose.
Because it was Naya that touched Jen. Mm-hmm. And so if Evelyn and Jen actually lay physical hands on each other, that's more to forgive. That's almost way too much to forgive.
Come on,
Ronnie.
Oh, let's move the microphone over.
I think while we were watching it, we were even saying, where's all this anger coming from? Mm-hmm. From Ev.
Like, from Evelyn,
I understand Tammy, she has, you know, some history with abuse and other things, but... Evelyn, I know
there's something that must have gone on in Evelyn's past.
Well, that's it could be so even her violent. Childhood. If you're raised by aggressive parents, maybe that's how she was spoken to. Maybe she saw violence in the home. You never know what
that's
it is. So that's why you have to give people the benefit of the doubt, too, before you judge them. Because she might have just come from a really aggressive family.
But I'm surprised nothing has been spoken out. Yes. Like, where Tammy, like, it finally spilled over and she opened up. How come Ev hasn't opened?
Oh, that's
like,
episode 15. Just wait.
Season 12.
Coming. Just wait.
She'll have her breakdown on...
That's the Chad and Ocho show.
She's saving that material.
And
I predicted that Jen was going to be taking karate or taking self-defense classes in last episode, and she was
we also have to talk about, though, okay, as equally like as annoying it is that Evelyn is so violent and aggressive, I cannot stand the fact that Jen is like taking the most extreme opposite route by calling a lawyer and like slapping her with a lawsuit.
You know what?
I'm not even as mad at that as I'm mad at her calling herself in the third person. Like, Jennifer, Jennifer doesn't do
it. She always does that. You're not used to that by now.
I'm used to it, but I don't like it. But what's
your little narcissistic? People do that, I feel like.
I guess.
You know, like, I disagree. If you're getting bullied on TV and beat up,
call a lawyer.
I would.
I'm going to have to take Fallon. I'm going to take Fallon's side with this guy.
No, like, this is, it's different when you're, you know, out in the street at the club, whatever. You're on national television. It's one thing to get beat up on your own, but when you're getting beat up on TV, I'm sorry, I'm going to sue your ass.
She's not suing her for anything. It's just the principle.
That's immature in itself. But but the restraining order, I understand that. That made sense because you are getting death threats every single day. It's not like we haven't seen Evelyn lay hands or throw bottles. Well, Evelyn said, you know, I'm going to skunk you, whatever that means. I mean, I'm assuming that means lots of violence and pain. That doesn't sound very pretty. So it's just like, if you're getting all these threats, you have to do something. She has to take action. And she's not a physical person. Jen just wasn't raised that way. She keeps telling us that. So what else is she going to do?
She's a businesswoman as well, you know? Like, she's trying to present.
She has a brand.
She's trying to present herself in a professional manner. Mm. If she's out on TV hitting other people, that's not going to.
I don't think she should fight back. I'm not a fighter. Like, I don't think she should fight back.
I was surprised that you said that out of all of us.
I think that's like very dramatic. I think like I think you're getting filmed. There are people, producers around. They don't let them hurt her. Like, she's not going to get really badly hurt. And even if those girls want to hurt her, they're not going to stop because she has a lawsuit. You know what I mean? Like, Evelyn's crazy.
That's
like,
not going to stop.
Exactly. So like, that was just for attention. That was dramatic. I think it was just for attention.
I think Evelyn will not hit Jen because she knows that Jen will put a lawsuit on her, and Evelyn has a lot to lose.
Lost her mind and grabbed that wine bottle and threw it at that girl. At that moment, she was not thinking about getting arrested or not.
I think at this point,
I'm so confused with Evelyn.
I think that in this particular situation, like, to back to Fallon's point, is that people think that Jen's a punk right now. So she has to show you, look, I'm not going to touch you. You're right. But I am going to take, you know, legal means.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, it's not going to make somebody crazy stop from touching you, but it is going to make her think, like, at least twice.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't see that Evelyn would. No. Maybe their friend would. I don't think Evelyn would.
Well, she didn't want to go to jail. She's too pretty to go to jail.
Yeah, but like I said, when she chased that girl when she threw the wine bottle, you know, like she wasn't thinking about going to jail.
But she, I mean, just to think of it on the other aspect of it, she did chase the girl with the Kenya with the wine bottle when three people were in front of her and she threw it then. I mean, I don't want to say shit. I don't
want to. Ronnie called her a punk.
I didn't say that because Evelyn will punk my ass. I'm sorry, Evelyn. You know, but I'm just.
She probably would, yeah.
No.
And I disagree with what. I disagree. I think that Jen should defend herself physically. I think when somebody is threatening you physically, you have no choice but to protect yourself. Yeah. And nobody wants to buy lip liner or lip gloss from the girl who got beat up. I'm sorry, it's not really? Cute. It's not sexy.
You're saying that's Jen's angle? I think people like Jen regardless.
I'm just saying, for branding purposes.
Because if she gets beat up all the time, when they think of her lip gloss, they're gonna think of
it's branding.
Yeah.
It's gonna be that's the lip gloss by the girl that got beat up on Basketball Wives, right?
Well, she already got slapped though, so she still is lucid who got slapped. I mean, there's really no difference. I mean, once a slap, always a slap.
There's a difference between getting slapped and getting beat up. Don't worry. I think
would you rather buy lip gloss from someone that got beat up or someone that beat up someone else? I wouldn't want to buy lip gloss from someone that beat up someone.
I would buy lip gloss from someone that beat up someone. Really? Yeah. Because that would make it fierce. Like, ooh, give me that beat up red.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I like the lip gloss. I'd buy it regardless.
Beat me red. Yeah.
Oh, hey, this could be a whole little twist. Or sue me pink.
Oh, listen. So if you are buying all these lip glosses and lip, you know, whatever. One thing I was going to tell Nicole, she hadn't been here in a little while, something we have stepped up. Obviously, you know, Bing is for Doing is one of our sponsors. But we got an affiliate program, Nicole. So if you are like, I got to get my lip game up a little bit and you want to go buy something, Nicole, I'm going to tell you, I would prefer you not to do it the old way, which was, you know, definitely 2011.
Okay.
Don't just go to Amazon. I want you to go through the AfterBuzz website. I want you to click our banner on the top, and that's way we make a little bit of money here at AfterBuzz, too.
You got me. I'm sold. All right. I'll do it.
Where's those ones I found?
Yeah, don't go 2011 and go through Amazon. Uh-huh. Come through us.
This
makes
is
it a little
age
better.
Amazon.
The studio looks really nice because of it, so that's our affiliate
program. I'm
going to
start buying everything through AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
Because I do a lot of online shopping anyways.
From AfterBuzz to Amazon.
Yeah, and Fallon has the cash to do it. We saw the dollars a little bit. That was before the show.
I'm going
to
show those words later.
Last night was a crazy night.
What happened last night stayed at last night, of course. Right. What do you guys think about Ev and Chad? I was one of the first people I felt to say everything that she's doing, she's absolutely going for that spinoff. You know, she's absolutely trying to do the, you know, I want my wedding to be filmed. That's what I had seen, and it's becoming a reality. However, the two scenes that we saw today of Evelyn and Chad were so uninteresting,
I
thought.
Are you exciting about the wedding?
Oh, my God. If you guys only knew how excited about the wedding.
Yeah, it's coming soon. Are we going to have kids?
Nice reenactment.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe one day.
I have a poem for you. I made a poem for you. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, yeah, read it for me. It was just, it was very dry.
It doesn't rhyme. Yeah.
It took me a second to get that we were reenacting, but like, I caught on. I'm quick like that. Honestly, it was very dry. I'm nervous for their show, their spinoff. Mm-hmm. And I think that now they're starting to be more guarded thinking about the spinoff. Because we know in that episode where Chad was talking about kind of, you know, stepping out, that Evelyn was being real cool about it. But now she put out a disclaimer on this episode.
We don't condone cheating. He's going to buy condoms when he sleeps with other girls, so it's not cheating.
Exactly.
She makes it seem like as long as she knows about it, it's not cheating. It's like, if you have the urge, just call and tell me and make sure you wear a condom.
Well, it's not called cheating. It's called swinging.
Okay, well, it's not monogamy. It's what it is. Okay, yeah.
Is swinging together?
No, you don't have to be with your partner to swing. You just bring in another person.
She was just pointing out she's not in an open relationship. I just think Evelyn is so aware now of like the way she's edited and the way she presents herself that it's...
With Chad, I think she's more guarded.
Yeah.
And that's to say, we all were like Evelyn fans starting beginning of season four. We were all like, you know, pretty much, I liked her.
I'm still a huge Evelyn fan. Yeah. She's still my favorite. I'm mesmerized by her
favorite.
Beauty.
She's gorgeous.
Her personality is the most freaking entertaining on the show.
Yeah,
who I tune in for.
Is she more entertaining than...
I love looking at her and I love hearing her.
Oh,
I
she could swing with you then, possibly.
Wow, look at that. Right. Chad, call her.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
This is what I want to to say about their spice up your life. About like what I watched when I watched them, like, because this isn't the first time we've seen Chad Ochocinco on a reality show. He did Dancing with the Stars
and his own VH1 show too.
And his own VH1 show, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had all them girls.
Yeah, he has the same personality that he has on all those shows, which is funny. He's silly. He's like childlike. And so that's exactly what we're seeing. And it seems like that Evelyn has just taken the role of being like the straight one. But it's boring. It's like, I want her to be sassy back.
But she is with her friends. But with him.
She is, but not with him is what I mean. They have this thing and it needs to...
I almost thought like they were... They're, you know how they were talking about Royce and the cougar or whatever? I almost thought... Evelyn was older and Chad was much, much younger. I know there is a little bit of an age difference, there but it seemed almost like Royce and Desmond age difference is what I kind of...
Oh, you're right. Yeah. There's a 30s version of the 20s.
No, I mean, I'm just saying the way they acted. Not the way they look or anything like that, and not the way they have sex. No, I'm not saying any of that. I'm just talking about strictly...
I mean, he throws a little spicy stuff in there from time to time with, you know, the cat word. If you know what
she just was like, that was hilarious.
Right. I love the way when Nicole watches a show, she reads the bleeps. Like everyone else is like, what'd they say?
She knows exactly what
we all know. What, you know, so you well,
the bleeps
well
are.
On it,
come on, I mean, reality is like those bleeps are less and less. We are hearing damn near every syllable of every
just
word.
Just like when he said, it's not about her hair. He doesn't care about her hair. He just cares about
better.
Can I say it? Or no? Are we bleeped here?
The bleep.
Yeah, it's like this now. Basically what it is.
Yeah.
You know what she said. Yeah.
But she's over here trying to redecorate his place. I don't know what that's coming from because men hate that.
Wait, can I say she his place looked like a hotel? It was beautiful.
It looks like the Wave Hotel, actually, though, in Miami.
I think it was a little corny. I'm sorry, guys.
It was
so cheesy.
You know what? There were pieces that I liked.
I thought it was very pimp.
It's like a bachelor pad.
Wait, so you need it to be more family? I guess that was her.
I don't like cozy. I just felt like it was almost too eclectic.
I wanted
this
to look
a little
slick.
Off topic. I'm not down with the red suede couch. I'm sorry.
He's pushing red.
Yeah.
Does anybody what?
Does anybody know if he has kids?
Yeah.
He has like 10 kids.
Nicole
knows. Is that what he was saying? Yeah. That's what I thought. He was like, I have a basketball team.
He has 5 kids, right?
And they're all boys. Or they're all girls. They want a boy.
And that was in regards to them talking about possibly having a kid of their own.
Yeah, okay.
And...
See, I thought he was just joking that he had a basketball team.
No, he has kids.
And I'm pretty sure that between them, they all have girls. And that's why they wanted the twin boys through in vitro.
Oh.
They didn't just want a boy. They wanted the twin boys. Okay.
No, they wanted to go in. Yeah, seriously. Like,
but now she's saying that this is her time to be selfish, and she's not really into having a baby right now.
Sorry for the goofy question. You could decide that you want twin boys.
You can even decide how they come out looking.
Get out of here.
Choose the strands.
Gosh, I'm still in 2010. I didn't know you could do that these days.
Oh my God, Lottie, your kids are going to be gorgeous.
I mean,
unless you marry some of those.
If he's not higher than 8, I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to pick and choose.
See, I disagree. I think when a beautiful person has babies with somebody who's not as beautiful, they come out beautiful. But when two beautiful people have babies together, the kids are kind of...
I think Evelyn and Chad would have pre-babies, though.
However,
she's phenomenal.
However kids. Fallon's parents are, they did it right because they had the gorgeous Fallon.
So what are you saying? Which one's ugly, mom or dad?
And with that said, Fallon, we're going to have you move a little closer to the microphone so we can hear that pretty voice.
Only because I want to be closer to my
baby. There we go.
Come on, Fallon.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about Tammy's daughters. You said Evelyn's your favorite.
Those are pretty kids. One of them is really pretty.
Beautiful kids.
One of them is pretty. I like the way you said one of them's pretty.
Oh,
not
no.
saying
you
the other one's not.
I thought they're both cute.
I said one of them is really pretty.
Mm-hmm. No, but you said the statement that that everyone's thinking because really. I saw that last season. I was like, one of them is really like a cute little girl.
It's like they're both beautiful, but the one is like gorgeous.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So do they have different dads? Or
maybe she can dance a little bit.
They have to have different fathers, no?
They have the same dad.
I couldn't. She was pretty, but I couldn't tell because maybe her weave was off.
That's what it was. It was the bangs and then the like curl.
I couldn't get past the weave.
I wish I would have seen more dancing from them. That's what I was excited to see. Royce kind of show them some moves. I feel like it was.
Well, remember Tammy said they're bad dancers, so they must have been really bad. The VH1 cut the actual footage of them dancing.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna work on it and then maybe
they gave her boyfriend more airtime when he walked in than the kids.
My
he
heart
totally
just
stole the show.
You guys really like Desmond.
He is so dreamy. He like he's really really cute.
Impression of him though. I just love when you said
he's fairly
so
boring though too. I guess that don't matter.
Very southern. You know, because I love you. I'm like he talks like Forrest Gump.
I was just gonna say
but
that.
You know what? Forrest Gump can jump my bones any days because he is fine. Like he is gorgeous.
Yeah, he is very cute. He looks very. He has a baby face. Him
he
and
does.
Royce both look really young.
He does. He has that
Royce
buttery
looks
skin.
Young,
Royce looks young too. So it doesn't really look like a cougar going out with a 20-year-old. They look the same exact age.
And that's why it was so funny that her dad said that. I mean, he straight up called Royce a cougar.
Yeah.
That was messed up.
I'm sorry, but her dad.
He went in, did he not?
He was going in. I'm like, Pops.
It's not effing around.
But I think he's probably fed up of her relationships with
It's exactly
men.
What Rebecca's been saying, what Fallon's been saying, what you've been saying is that she just gets too caught up. So I think that was more of his issue, but the way it was seen.
You bring his grandson into the picture, and that's where it becomes more of his biz, is what it's kind of sounded
to me,
like.
Meaning like he has a reason to say it now, because it's like, I don't want my grandchild to have to see all these guys in and out.
Yeah, that even was crazy. Said that Ruth, it's not just about
the revolving door. Yeah, is what he was making it seem like.
It's true, though.
How about her crying, though? Was her crying was
her
just,
acting debut?
That's what it was. I feel really bad.
She was seriously like
on one knee crying.
I believe that she was really hurt. I think she was really offended. I just think,
but she had one tear.
Just one tear.
She really worked hard for that tear.
I think she's an unattractive crier, but I think that she was really hurt by her dad.
I think she was hurt, but those were.
I think she was hurt that he said it on TV.
I agree with her on that.
I think she was more like, Daddy, how can you say that on TV? More than how can you say that to me? Because that's not the first time he said that to her. Yeah. If he really feels like this, he's scolded his daughter before. Yeah.
But he was ready to really bring the heat with the cameras on.
Oh, he was like, this is a reality show?
He had sound bites ready to go.
I'm about to get my own show.
I kind of feel like he wrote some things down. He was like, I'm going to say that right when the camera hits me. Like, he was ready.
Those producers.
But the thing is, I agreed with him. Like, I know it was harsh, and it was like maybe a little bit messed up that he did that on TV. But I agreed with his point, which was she does tend to jump from relationship to relationship. It isn't just about her anymore. And that says something about Royce's self-esteem. You know when a girl is never single for more than, like, I don't know, to me that
and
says, like,
not, huh?
Why are you afraid to be alone? Mm-hmm. Especially if you have a child and, like, she's got a lot going for her. You don't always need a man in your life. And the fact that she's going for younger men consistently, that seems like a self-esteem
issue. Was Dwight Howard younger than her?
I don't know. I just that's not what Dad said.
Well, the younger men seem to be like the hot thing right now. I don't know if this is a phase or if this is just, you know, she's going with the craze about, you know, young men and the cougar thing going on right now. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if I believe her love yet. That's for sure. I don't know if I really believe their love.
You know, I think with her, she likes the younger man because she's fun. She kind of acts like a child. She likes to have a good.
Yeah, she has a young spirit.
Yeah, she does.
But that's okay. I consider myself young spirited. Yeah. I feel her. I'm like, have fun.
Looks like Lisa Turtle.
She does.
Nobody agrees with me, especially the iTunes people. No,
absolutely not.
I like Royce, though. I mean, she takes a stand. She's not going to go to Tahiti with the rest of them, right?
Which I think is a good
trip. But it's 2 years in a row she doesn't get to go on the trip.
I guess she didn't get beat up last year. She's not going to get beat up this year.
Jen should not be going to Tahiti.
No,
like Jen should keep her ass at home. Like she doesn't.
She should be in fear and be a punk. Like she can't live her life.
Being mature and saying, I'm going to separate myself from these bitches until they don't want to kill me.
Right, that's what Royce is doing. But exactly. I don't think that Jen feels like I don't think she takes them seriously still to this point. I don't think that she's...
She took them serious enough to slap them with a lawsuit, though.
But that was her form of revenge.
Which was corny as hell, I still think.
I just don't understand why Jen would go on this trip if she doesn't even enjoy being around the girls. Like, if I go on a vacation, I'm going to pick my girls that I'm cool with.
Right,
I have the
real
friends. I'm not going to go with some girls that I could care less about that I can't stand to
I feel like the only aspect... that Jen has is like she doesn't want to feel like she feels like she was part of this from the beginning, right? She was first season, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, she kind of probably feels like I don't deserve to have to sit out. I should be there
too. I agree. I think that's the reason.
I don't think she's going to enjoy it.
No, she's probably not.
So, it's just camera time.
I definitely think she enjoys what she's doing, like the Lucid line. I mean, she had that, the casting or whatever. That's more where she needs to go. She needs to do the Royce lane, I think.
Yeah, but
that's true. Oh, you're saying.
But what's better, less camera time or negative camera time?
That's true.
I don't want the negative camera time.
All publicity is good publicity, they say.
Yeah, but it depends where you're at.
She bores the hell out of me, too. I'm just
like
Royce. Oh, God, I'd rather watch paint dry.
Everyone likes Royce.
I mean, if
I don't like Royce.
I don't like her at all. I mean, I don't dislike her as a person. I don't know her. But her character on the show, she doesn't intrigue me. If she had her own show, I probably would cancel that network.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't. Like,
she's very unauthentic.
To the world.
Well. Yeah. She doesn't seem like she knows who she is.
But I think she's a good person.
Yeah.
I just don't want to watch her on TV.
Got it. Mammograms.
Especially without her weave, okay? I'm going to watch you at least get some long hair in the mix.
No, I think she knows her hair is kind of thin. I mean, keep that weave in there, girl.
That's what I mean. I'm saying I don't like watching her when she takes it out. I'm like,
Ronnie, you're like, something's different about that girl. What's wrong with her hair?
No, he learned the difference now. He actually said, she doesn't have her weave
in there. She doesn't have her weave.
Like, oh, Ronnie.
Yeah, but and then another shot, I was like, oh, lady, she's got her weave. So I got it. I'm learning.
Ronnie, you learned about weaves and mammograms.
Basketball.
You're taking leaps and bounds.
Okay, so did you guys appreciate that? I feel like I kind of like... The episode was a little slow in the drama aspect, but we got to, I don't know, that was good.
It was educational.
That was great,
it was a
right?
public service announcement about or was cancer and making sure that you get your mammogram.
Yeah, and now I know.
And funny, the way Tammy
they made
said
it. Good, yeah.
Now
yeah.
I know if you have implants, you could get a mammogram. I was,
see?
I was scared Evelyn's boobs were going to pop.
You did say that.
First, yeah.
Before they even commented on that.
Like, no. Yeah. This might be a rough one.
But I think that is a good message to send out, though. So that is beyond the drama. Shout out to Lauren.
Oh, yeah, she'll be calling
soon. They're doing something that's educational and contributing to society in a way, because a lot of women don't educate themselves or go and get checked out for health. And so I think that was really good that they showed that.
I don't know if this is in your five quotes, but Tammy had a very interesting take on...
Oh, yeah, it's like...
Is that part of your five quotes,
is.
Or should we... Okay, then we'll wait.
Okay.
That pretty much wraps up the episode. I'm just saying, I think it's a cool thing that they have drama so much. Let's throw one positive thing where women could be empowered, or not empowered, but like...
I wanted Fallon to bring up her point about Jen hanging out.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
So, Jen finally hung out with Susie. Susie's been all scared, thinking that Jen was mad at her because she's not returning her phone calls or anything like that after Jen got slapped in the face. So they finally had this, you know, meet up, and Susie is just like, you know, is everything okay? I thought, you know, you weren't returning my calls because you were upset. And she's like, no, I've been so busy, I don't have time. And I'm thinking, wait, you sit down and have coffee all the time with crazy,
Kenya.
Yeah. That's just, no.
If I have to see her makeup again, I mean,
are those
Lucid,
in
give her
hair.
Some Lucid line. What's
maybe
going on?
Maybe that's why she's meeting up with her so much. She needs an undercover makeover.
Something.
Like,
I mean, please help a sister out.
Does anyone have a comment about, so Jen is saying, well, break this down. Jen is saying that Eric is remorseful or something?
Oh, yeah. That was
like, I don't feel like we touched on it a lot in the episode, but I think it's going to be something that grows, maybe? I don't know.
It was nice to hear.
Yeah, Jen was sitting down with Kenya and said that, you know, finally Eric has called me after that whole, you know, spilling the drink in my face, and he admitted
that... I know, but she was so rude.
It was
that
like
night.
Whoosh.
Oh, my God. It was like a flood of vodka.
I always hate that I, like, almost support him. I don't support him in that, because you never should do that to a woman, but I mean, I just didn't like her.
I didn't like
the way she acted that night. Like, I think
he deserved it, though.
I hated the whole thing is
it's
what I'm
nice
saying.
It's nice to hear that she has some type of closure. He was saying to her that,
so do we
you know,
want, yeah.
He was saying, finally, you know, I've realized that our relationship ended. It was due to me. Everything that happened, it was because of me. And
but see, she only said that. We don't know that
we
said that.
We don't know what he
I'm
really
almost
said.
Like excited to go to his Twitter tonight
and see what
he's really talking about.
Because she's saying now they're going to be cordial and they're able to be friends.
Because you could be on a show and you could say that somebody told you something
very
all you
true.
Want. And
but I would assume that she wouldn't lie because she.
I agree.
She said this is the first time that we've talked since the incident. Mm-hmm. So I feel she was being truthful.
And he
with
has
that.
To know that it was going to be brought up on the show.
Yeah,
if he did say.
Oh, right,
exactly.
Right. All
I believe
right, well.
It. I believe it.
Are you hating on my girl Jen?
No, you guys
feel some closure.
No, I do. My heart is warm. You guys have won me over on Jen throughout the season. I really like have a little. I just don't. It's every time with the. Well, I'm going to do what Jennifer wants to do. That's when I'm.
Oh,
I can't do that.
Like
I can't.
Her.
It was good, right?
Yeah, she does.
I got a lisp ready, and then it was easy to sound like her. Anyways, we love Jen. She's great.
She
Lucid.
She does have
Lucid.
A crazy like.
Yeah.
She has a lisp and a Jersey accent.
But her little hustle is good. You know.
So you know.
Yeah.
She talks like I'm just saying. You know. Just do Jen.
Her accent always goes to the same. Let's jump to a commercial. We'll do the Beyond the Drama report and give our thoughts on predictions for the next
Fallon
episode.
Five.
And Fallon's
it.
Five. We love it. Okay, commercial time. AfterBuzz for
After
basketball.
AfterBuzz TV. Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Hey, What do you want to buzz about? What do you want to bing about? Well, today we are doing, we are binging about basketball wise. Yeah, a lot of
bees.
Binging about basketball wise.
A lot of bees.
I know every time we name an episode, because when we do the prep for the show, they don't have on SideReel or IMDb, we don't have like what the name of the show is. So, Nicole, we try to name what the episode would be called.
I love that.
It's because right now it's just currently episode 11. And every time we name it, it always has like this bee, yada, yada, yada. So.
Oh my God, that's funny.
We only go off what we see. Buzz anyway, but we love the women. They're great on
next
basketball
one will be
wise.
Bees in Tahiti.
Bees in Tahiti. You got
attack
it.
Of the bees in
you
Tahiti.
Got it, sister. So, Marissa in the booth, our wonderful engineer, she may have a phone call, which I believe is Lauren Turner with the.
Yeah, Lauren says she's trying to call right now.
Oh, okay. Well, Marissa, if Lauren gets on that line, we would love to hear from her at any point, no matter what I'm saying.
Hey.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey. Awesome.
Speaking of the prettiest woman in the planet with the nicest heart, how are you, Lauren?
Oh. Hi, guys. I'm good.
Your thoughts on the episode?
No, I missed this episode, but I'm glad to hear that there was some mammogram awareness going on.
Yeah, I feel like your mind is just, like, plugged into mine. Like, we watch the show and we plug into the really, like, positive things or whatever.
Are you relating yourself to Lauren?
I'm trying to.
Lauren, don't even let Ronnie play you like that. You always see the good.
No, you know what?
Ronnie,
I heard you, Ronnie. You guys were like,
you'll tackle
the looks of kids and stuff, saying they're ugly. That's
Thank
not
you.
Nice.
Thank you, Lauren. That's exactly what I was thinking. Ronnie has called the kids on the show ugly.
Which kids?
You called Shaq's kids not cute.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't know.
Oh, defend that.
If the shoe fits. That's what I said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no way to defend that. I mean, the girls know.
But Lauren saw the Ronnie beauty in
them. No, time out. Let me finish that sentence. That sentence was saying that Shaq's daughter, I should probably say, well,
looks now like Shaq.
Looks like Shaq. And that she'll probably be an ugly duckling, which is actually not, it's a complidus. A complidus.
An ugly duckling?
Meaning like when she's 18, 22, whatever, she's going to be this gorgeous girl. But right now, she's going through the trials and tribulations that build character. And that's okay.
OMG. Wait, put a positive
right.
spin on it.
Right.
That was good.
Exactly. Anyway,
Lauren, what's up with your Beyond the Drama report? And we love Shaq's kids.
That
go.
That's rad.
I think all of you are going to have absolutely beautiful children. You're all beautiful. And but what's not so pretty is, I know you guys have probably heard about Evelyn kind of being boycotted and petitioned against by fans of Basketball Wives. And I think there's just, I don't know if you guys touched on it yet today. But
no, we haven't. We were waiting
pretty big
for
in
the
news.
Beyond the drama.
Yeah, a fan went on change.org and kind of wrote a petition saying that it's not, she's not hating against Evelyn, but just they will not support violence and showing violence against women on TV for entertainment purposes. And they have like over 6,000 signatures right now.
Oh, wow. Over 6,000?
They need to add some zeros to that.
Because this even this kind of attention is still going to have buzz. We're talking about it right now. Therefore, mm-hmm. it's bringing Evelyn's show more attention.
Well, mm-hmm. I think what the
I don't think it's bringing it in a positive way. I don't think people are interested. I don't think, you
but
know,
basketball-wise
I've talked
isn't
to a
positive.
Few people, and they're not interested in watching the show because of they know she's dramatic. I think, I hope, either way, I just hope that this will bring some light to Evelyn as a person to realize, like, you know, maybe...
She needs to tone it
Maybe
down.
Maybe selling your soul for entertainment and money purposes isn't the best way to go.
Like I get what Maddie's saying that yes, it's at the end of the day, it's great entertainment. That's what this whole show is all about. But I think what the petition is saying, and I think Star Jones is even getting involved in it, and everyone's making it a thing. They're kind of saying like. Enough, Evelyn. Like you're now you're just kind of crossing a line. It's uninteresting to watch at this point. But I like the way Lauren broke that down as far as the guy who started the petition or whoever it was that we're not hating on Evelyn, but geez, like you don't like tone down the over dramatic reality show performing. Because it's kind
or
of performing.
Go to anger management.
See,
like what's
I
the deal?
Add that to the show. I completely wholeheartedly 100% disagree with you guys in this moment. And Lauren, as much as I love you.
What a mistake.
I just think that the show wouldn't be the show that it is without the drama. We would be talking about the boringness just like we were saying Royce is boring. That's how, if you want Evelyn to act like that, then cast another Royce. Evelyn was casted for her personality. And we watch reality for the supposed
realistic
drama.
Well, that's the problem. We are
drama.
Part of the problem. Like, everyone
we are
who
the problem.
Watches these shows pose. Like, I don't want to get on my high horse right now. But, you know, I admit that we are all a part of the problem. We egg this on. We love it.
So then we should stop watching scripted shows, too.
Someone has to be you know, the pawn. Someone has to be the one that's going to give us the entertainment. But, you know, with Evelyn's assistant hitting Jen in the face, mm-hmm. and Evelyn just acting a fool, how embarrassing is that for her daughter? You know, how embarrassing is that for her family? And how embarrassing it should be for her. So I'm kind of glad that, you know, people are taking a stand against this and letting her know, like, we're not going to watch this spinoff show. We're not going to reward you for being a bully.
Lauren, are you taking a stand? Are you not going to watch it?
It's not fair. But Shawnee and Tammy are actually taking Evelyn's side, saying that it's really just bad editing and it's the editor's fault.
They edit her to fight all the time. So.
Mm-hmm. They put the bottle in her hand.
And I agree with you what you're saying about, I mean, I personally don't watch Basketball Wives to see the fist fights because that kind of grosses me out. Mm-hmm. But just like how Tammy used to be so physically aggressive, and then this season we're seeing her try to tone it down, go to therapy, trying to change herself, and maybe Evelyn could do that next season and that could be a happy medium.
So then we're going to tune in to see what?
I would tune in to see, like, the there's why Evelyn's gonna be so a show, angry though. And, like, if she's trying to work on it.
Yeah, and there's always going to be a show. Like, I don't tune in
to see the fist fights. No way.
Jerry Springer, y'all, you know we all watched that in the beginning to see those fights going on. Like, unfortunately, it's entertainment. And I believe that reality is scripted anyways. It's the same thing as if we tune into a movie or a blockbuster hit. It's scripted. It's never real.
If producers decide to take a stand and be like, and actually call reality shows scripted reality shows, then that would be one thing. But these women are portraying themselves and saying, like, this is who I am. So that's where the problem kind of lies, because they're like, this is me. You know, and then something happens. You're like, oh, wait, no, really, that's not me.
This is Evelyn.
Like Lonnie said, so nobody put a bottle in her hand.
Yeah.
Nobody put that big vase in her hand when she was going to try and call it at
Jen. That's all Evelyn.
But every single one of us knows a crazy person that Evelyn is relatable to. And so if we take Evelyn off the show...
I feel like you're related to Evelyn today.
I'm saying, if we take Evelyn off the show, who is going to take her... There's not going to be anybody to relate to the crazy people.
Young lady who doesn't watch reality as much as the rest of us. There will always be somebody. I think here, going off all these points, I think it's really good, because what it's going to do, it's going to enlighten Evelyn. And then next season, we can see her maybe get a little progress. You know, maybe she does therapy. And Mari, like I said, we all watch a lot of reality TV. There will always be a crazy chick. Don't you worry about Evelyn.
That's what I'm saying. There has to be a crazy check, you agree.
No one was saying no, but we're saying Evelyn is a little bit too much. We need to like have her grow up and evolve.
Be a new crazy chick.
Agreed. And she doesn't have to fight. You know, I watched The Real Housewives of Orange County. They don't fist fight.
So you guys aren't over the craziness. You're just over the craziness.
We're focusing on Evelyn. Anyways, let's wrap up our amazing Beyond the Drama report with Lauren. Do you have anything else? And I'm going to get right to Fallon in a second. But do you have anything else, beautiful one?
Ooh.
No, guys. It was great talking to you. And, no fighting. Love you.
Thank you, Lauren.
All right, cool. Let's do... We could use our little news music for Fallon's Top 5.
Make it the news music?
Yep.
All right, coming in at number 5. Let's see. Evelyn.
For newcomers, you could just explain what the top 5 is.
So Fallon's 5 is the 5... my 5 favorite quotes from the show. So number 5 is, I want to take blood out of your face.
And that's very aggressive.
That is... Guess who? How about we do this? How about you guys guess who the quote is from? Ronnie, who do you think that's from? Just a wild guess.
Good job, Ronnie.
It's not Keisha. I don't even know if Keisha was in the episode other than the bikini shot. I don't remember.
That's all he's seen.
That's all she was in. Like, it's true.
Because she's not bringing any drama.
No, but she's got a nice bod.
So. Yeah.
All right, coming in at number 4, you are like the last slice of pizza that nobody wants.
Oh,
my God.
What
Oh, that was a good one by Chad.
What does that mean?
That was Chad.
That's rude.
Even rhyme. Even if you're going to make a rude poem, at least have it rhyme.
I know.
Well, maybe they were trying to sell this whole, like, we're weird. Remember? Because she said the word weird a bunch of times, and it all got edited in the show. Yeah. She's trying to push this, like, when you watch my reality show, it's going to be awkward, weird, nutty. So I think that just built into it.
And she kept saying that about the wedding, too. She was like, it's going to be unconventional. It's not going to be the normal kind of
if
wedding.
If he wears red paisley, I'm sorry. But, like, run, Evelyn, okay?
I think he's going to look fly in red.
Red
he's
paisley?
Work it.
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
I don't know. They'll make whatever work. They can be like a paper bag.
I feel like she's already annoyed with Chad. Like, I really feel
so?
Like,
yeah, I think so.
He's like a he's very childish, and she's like, doesn't fuck around. Like, I don't know how if I see them in 10 years.
If he can handle her ghetto-ness, she can handle his immaturity.
It's a toss-up. She's going to beat him up one day.
At the end of the day, Nicole will definitely be watching that show, whatever it's called.
For sure.
Yeah.
Lauren will too, actually.
Yeah. Number three, we have getting a mammogram was comparable to.
Oh, no, this was the worst. This should have been number one. Sorry, but go ahead.
Comparable to having that good sex, you know, that one night of good sex and your boyfriend pulls your weave out.
And your head goes, snap!
And the way she smiled, though, after was...
She liked it. It was very freaky. She's like
a little S&M girl, I'm thinking, maybe, because she was, like, looked elated after that mammogram. And I've heard they're painful.
Yeah. So, I see where you're going with that.
Like she likes S&M going on.
Yeah.
She was condoning the spank me, pull my hair, little song.
And then she did say she likes colonics too.
What? Yeah. I was like, all right, too much info.
Coming in at number two.
I'm getting a physical. Check my booty hole and gonna get it all done.
That was Evelyn. That was definitely Evelyn. That was a long scene as far as them getting... their physical.
But yeah, they did make it entertaining, which was good. Yeah.
Tammy did not disappoint.
Tammy is really...
You said Evelyn was one of your more favorite ones. I do like Evelyn, too, but Tammy is just... She's the reason to watch. I really like her. Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, she's my favorite.
And number one, you belong out with the horses because you're untamed. You belong in the zoo.
Tammy.
It was an interesting quote, but it was the way she said it. Yeah. It was with the lisp. Yes. It was the whole thing. It was.
I'm sorry I didn't reenact it well for you guys.
No, but she was speaking to Nia about
getting slapped in the face.
She wasn't speaking to Nia.
Well, speaking
about
her.
About Nia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like Jen's a little bit like comes across a little bit like an elitist sometimes.
Yeah, she does.
And that kind of started rubbing me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And She's like, if you think I'm bougie, you gotta meet my mom. She keeps saying like that was not how I was raised. Like, you know, like they're, I don't know. Mother.
Yeah.
They were friends with them for 10 years, so obviously they're not so bad.
Yeah. True.
I feel bad for their relationship, though. I mean, for them to be able to talk about each other like that and just this hate that they have right now, I want them to just kiss and make up.
Mm. I agree with you.
All right, well, that's my favorite five quotes. If you guys like any other quotes from the show, definitely if you're on iTunes or YouTube, write them on in. I want to see them.
Oh, and is your pops watching again?
I don't think so. He's always watching.
No. I mean, usually.
My mom's in the hospital, so he's taking care of her. I don't know if they get Basketball Wives or YouTube. Or
okay, well, we're saying hello to your family anyway.
Hey, all right,
let's wrap up the news and we'll do predictions. Unless you have any news.
Oh no, no, no! Okay. I was gonna add another quote, but
no, go ahead. Let's bring it back. Bring it back, Nicole.
Okay, go ahead. Go.
We can play it by ear, or we can play it by dick, whatever you want.
Yes, Chad.
Yes.
Jennifer said that. That was Jennifer. No,
no, Chad.
I'm joking.
I was going to say that.
That was a good one. There was a lot tonight. You did good.
He threw in a lot of little sexual innuendo. Oh. Just like, I think to make it more
What does
fun.
Innuendo mean? Like casual? Because he was not casual about it.
No, it's like isms. Like he threw in like a lot of little like little snippets. Little.
Well, innuendo means like I'm saying something, but I'm meeting.
No, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't not saying. He was saying it. But
I feel like the way that they edited it, they like kind of overlooked it. They didn't give him a lot of attention when he was saying it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, prediction time. What do you guys think for next episode? Oh, boom.
And now,
I gotta get that
prediction dance. That's so scary. Yeah.
That is the official prediction dance. Nicole, what do you think?
Oh, okay. Well, I think there's gonna be a lot of drama in Tahiti, that's for sure.
Too bad Royce is not going.
Like please, she wouldn't add anything but a bikini shot. Okay, like seriously. And then I'm gonna be bold and make a prediction for next season if we have a next season with the same cast. I don't know why. I think that Evelyn and Jen are gonna make up.
I think so definitely. Too. I think that, not this season, but next season.
Yeah.
On her spinoff,
just like Susie and Evelyn.
Yeah, she's gonna wait for the spinoff. Gotta hold it for the spinoff.
So I called Jen so that we could talk about it.
And now we're best friends again.
Same
without we're best friends again. No, I don't think you're bougie.
Right. She apologized for the tweet.
I'm sorry for my girl smack.
She fired
I love the way you said the blog. Yes. The blog.
That's exactly. I think that's a great prediction. I agree with you.
Yeah.
You guys got anything?
What's your prediction?
What do y'all got?
Well, I just want to know like what Keisha could have done to like piss off Tammy, and I think that's going to be like like, I think Keisha's been away and didn't care about the drama, and she must have said something. So I'm wondering.
She said something to Evelyn.
Was it Evelyn? I'm assuming it was Susie. I'm thinking it's Susie. I'm feeling like Susie.
Oh.
Susie is the type that just, like, brings something out of you.
Definitely.
And
she's
Susie
that
ran real quick. Yeah, she ran real quick to Tammy, and then it becomes a really bad issue. Will Keisha stand up for herself? I think a little bit. I think, especially only because we know that Rebecca, who knows Keisha, has said that Keisha pretty much doesn't film with her anymore via this trip, like past that trip, you know, mm-hmm. post that trip or whatever. So I feel like this is Keisha's big moment. She will stand up a little. We didn't see it in the edit of the preview, but I feel like she's going to step up a little bit. Tammy, of course, is going to put her right back in her place because who wants to go up against
Tammy?
Leave the
girl alone.
But I'm saying this is going to be the biggest thing that gets Keisha.
This is what we've been waiting for.
This is what, yeah. And I kind of want to see it with Keisha. I like really commend her for not getting in the drama, but like this will be the one moment and then she's done. Like that's, she'll come back on the next season, but she'll
but
be
I feel
come
like
back
they're trying to make it, they try to like make drama out of the little things that she says to Evelyn, and like, you know, Evelyn's like, oh, you know, she should mind her business, what does she care,
right.
She's lucky that I'm even nicer anyways, kind of thing. But I really don't think that Keisha in her heart of hearts is trying to stir up trouble. I think the producer's right. like, get in the conversation, you need some airtime.
Well, and yeah. I think going sorry just back to Susie real quick, I think she's very valuable to the show because she needs to be that person, but yeah. I am a little like ready for somebody, this is a prediction,
yeah.
I'm ready for somebody, and they've done it in past seasons, like to go to Susie, like, would you stop just going here, grabbing the information, feeding it over here?
We want to see something from you, like, who are you dating, huh?
We want to see
who's taking you down.
Yeah,
I mean, she's such a little instigator.
Exactly. She said that
if she's that open, yeah, let's get a little bit more of Susie, not just her being the mouthpiece, you know.
And so you think it was Susie that goes back?
I think it for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Is Susie.
I think it might be Evelyn. I think she might have slipped up again and accidentally said something to Evelyn.
No,
you don't think so?
I don't think so. It's a Susie thing.
Let's
got
put some
Susie.
Money on it. Where's those wins at?
Okay, well, that wraps up the show. Do you guys want to do your Twitter handles if anyone wants to continue to speak with you?
Miss Mercedes, MIS Mercedes.
Yeah, great.
At me.
Great Instagrams you have over there.
Thank
too.
You. Yeah, same thing on Instagram. MIS Mercedes.
Yeah.
And you guys can play with my Twitter at @spicy_mari. That's SPICY_MARI.
Nicole.
I am Nicole Seidman, SEIDMAN.
And your website, though, too?
Mm-hmm. Is NicoleSeidman.com.
Oh,
I just keep it with Nicole Seidman, you know?
That's
and
perfect.
I keep it real.
You hit it there. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's @RonnieJrMedia, and my website is randomlyronniejr.com. So that's cool, too. AfterBuzz, Basketball Wives, thank you for watching. We really appreciate all these YouTube comments. Like, they are, like, going crazy on YouTube.
That's
they
great.
Really enjoy the show. They always comment on how great you three look, like the beautiful women. And then they're like, Ronnie, why are you sitting with them? So, like, that's an issue. I'll have to step
I'm
up my
have
look.
I'm gonna call my girls and be like,
step my look
give
up.
Ronnie some love.
Let's, yeah. Give my boy Ronnie some love.
Let's step up my look. I'm gonna be in a suit next week.
You
no,
look great
okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
He's gonna be in a red suit.
red suit. Whatever Chad wears on the show is what I'm gonna wear.
Oh,
anyways, Lord. Basketball Wives, thank you so much for watching and listening on iTunes. We do appreciate it. After Buzz, we're out here. Thank you.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.